Encuentro Radio es periodismo, derechos, igualdad, dignidad, mujeres, inclusión, masculinidad, arte, expresión, libertad, esperanza, cultura, ecumenismo, literatura, historia y análisis. Pero en realidad somos una gran familia. Bienvenidos y bienvenidas a Encuentro Radio. Comunícate con nosotros a través de nuestro WhatsApp 302-521-2342. Aquí comienza un programa de Encuentro Radio.
From Colombia,
the Philippines,
the United States,
Germany,
Kenya,
Austria,
we are bringing our voices together to reflect on gender and social justice.
A multicultural look in the mirror at our society.
Welcome to Mirror Voices,
Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Colombian time.
Brought to you by CEPALC and Encuentro Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Mirrored Voices here on Encuentro Radio, the radio station for CEPALC. Happy Wednesday. My name is Hannah Riesner, and I'm here with Michelle. How are you today? Are you happy? How are you doing?
I'm feeling good. I'm happy. I mean, I had an issue with immigration, but it sort of looks like we have a bright way forward, so I'm happy about that. How are you, Hannah?
And I'm sure migration is happy for someone to pay yet another fine. That seems to be
a huge fine.
Favorite thing to do. I'm doing pretty well. I wasn't in a great mood this morning. I was. Mm-hmm. It was one of those mornings where you kind of wake up and you feel clumsier, and you know, you're just like, nothing's quite going the way you want it to.
Yeah, I can relate.
And so I thought, I'm gonna try my best not to let this ruin my whole day.
Yeah.
But I think this program is helping turn that around a little bit.
That is awesome. Happy for you.
Hopefully, any minute, Mariana will also be joining us.
Yeah, hopefully.
Phoebe will not be here today. She is on her way to Boyacá for another round of workshops. So she's probably on the bus right now or getting on the bus right now with Daniel and Diego Quecan. So we hope that they have a great trip and that they will tell us all about it next week here.
Yeah.
Next week is Holy Week. But there are still programs here on Encuentro Radio Tuesday and Wednesday, so don't miss Mirrored Voices next week as well here on Encuentro Radio. Now, today is the United Nations International Day of Happiness. Michelle, have you ever heard of that before?
No.
Besides when I wrote in the group chat, like, hey, let's talk about this on Wednesday.
Actually, no, I had never heard about this. This is my first time hearing about this day.
Well, what does happiness mean to you? This is a question that we're also asking any of our listeners who can tell us, what does happiness mean to you? You can also send us a song that makes you happy. Our friend Diego Franco already sent us a song, which we will be playing shortly. So feel free to send those to us. What does happiness mean to you, or what is a song that makes you feel happy, or both, if you would like to share both of those. But first, Michelle, what does happiness mean to you? What makes you happy?
For me, happiness means inner peace, calmness, doing things that I like, being with people who make me feel happy. Yeah, being in my favorite place also, yeah, that too. How about you, Hannah?
Happiness, oof, it's hard to define, I think.
Yeah, it's hard to put in a sentence.
Like, enjoying a really good cup of coffee to me is very happiness. Having, like, a safe place, a place to yourself that you can kind of decompress and kind of wind down from a long day is happiness. Being able to gather with friends and laugh, you know, when you're like laughing so hard you can barely breathe. Love that's a great sign of happiness. Or that feeling when everything just turns out
the
way, you know, you're kind of nervous about a situation and then things just work out.
You're
like, I don't know how that happened, but I'm glad that it did. I think all those things are also happiness.
How about singing? Because I understand you're an artist.
Yeah.
Do you feel happy when you're singing?
Yeah, music definitely is also a nice, like, happiness, a nice escape.
Mm-hmm.
What I really like about making music, whether it's singing or playing an instrument, is, like, it takes up both, like, your physical, you know, it's like a sport almost. Like, you have to focus on moving your body or breathing a certain way and the mental space. So I think when there are like activities that work both the mental and the physical, then it's like it's impossible to think about or worry about anything else that's happening because you're so focused on this one activity, which kind of like takes away stress. You know, you can't think about anything else in this moment. All that matters is the music. Or if you're an athlete, you probably experience something similar or other things that just kind of, you know, worries don't exist.
Your stress
doesn't exist. You're just, like, fully present in what's going on right now, which is a really nice feeling.
Awesome. Cool.
So people maybe send us some more songs or opinions on what happiness means, I think we can go to our first audience participation song.
Okay.
Diego sent us a song that makes him happy. This is Pende Viejo de Los Auténticos Decadentes. And we'll be right back. For sending us the song that makes you happy. Thank you.
Muchísimas gracias.
Welcome to send us their songs or what happiness means to you. So I figured to start, it would be good to understand a little bit about what this day actually is, this day that we haven't really heard of before.
A lot of people.
So the United Nations declared this day in 2012 to be Day of Happiness. Mm-hmm. It's this sign that, like, happiness is an indicator of a lot of other social aspects. So okay. The United Nations has these, like, development goals, things like protecting human rights.
Yeah.
But it's this argument that measuring a society's happiness or the happiness of the citizens,
yes,
can be an indicator of how well their rights are being protected, how well they have, you know, peace in their country or mm-hmm. access to education, to health, to income inequality or to income equality rather.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these things are connected to the happiness that you feel. And so looking at a country's, their citizens' happiness levels as a way to kind of measure progress as well, which is an interesting idea.
It kind of makes sense.
Right, because how are you happy if there's, like, huge inequality in your country? Are you
yeah.
happy if there's a lot of violence? Can you be happy if there's a lot of injustice going on?
Mm-hmm, that is true.
If you have access to, you know, your human rights, you're far more likely to be happy.
Yeah, that is true.
Hello, Mariana. Welcome. Welcome to the
Hi.
Program. We're glad
Thank
you're
you.
Here. Through the headphones, I can hear that it's raining pretty heavily outside.
It's so hard. Yeah, that's
true. Oh, no. Are you okay?
Yeah. Just maybe my pants, it's wet, but I'm okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's Bogota.
Yeah.
You know, that can happen.
Yeah.
Because earlier Michelle and I were walking around and
it was so hot.
Yeah, this morning that happened me the same. Mm-hmm. That was, finally. Well, I'm not like a person that I love the sun, but was like, okay, maybe just a little bit, but right now I want that be sunny outside, but it's not.
Mariana, we were asking our listeners and each other, what does happiness mean to you? Or what makes you happy?
What makes me happy? I guess the food is the
first
thing.
That's a good answer, yes.
Yeah, and I guess the music is other thing that made me so happy. And my family. I have good friends, so that make me happy because I know in any moment I can find them.
So for the history for this Happiness Day, as I said, the United Nations declared it in 2012. It was first recognized in 2013, which is an initiative that came from the Kingdom of Bhutan. Have you ever heard of this country? Neither did I until yesterday.
I guess a little bit
Bhutan
about that, but not so much.
Bhutan is a country in South Asia, in the a small country, relatively small, in the Himalayan mountains.
Interesting.
Between India in the south and China up north. So it's between those two countries. And this country measures and prioritizes gross national happiness over gross national product. So often a country's success is measured by financially, like how much money, how much they produce.
Yeah.
You know, those economic incentives. And so this is a country that says, no, we want to measure our citizens' happiness as an indicator of how well we're doing.
Interesting.
Which isn't something that people usually do. This country so measures gross national happiness. Now, obviously, I think it's kind of objective or subjective. You know, like people kind of have to evaluate themselves of whether they're happy or not. You know, it's hard for like a government to say, no, you're happy, trust me.
Okay.
You know, that doesn't
Thank
really
you.
Work.
Yeah.
But it's also a country that prioritizes, as well as happiness, taking care of the environment and natural resources. So it is a country that's considered, I've read in some places, carbon neutral, or in other places, even carbon negative, and like the first country to do that, to really care for the environment, which is connected to the happiness as well. Mm-hmm. The first prime minister of this country said true abiding happiness cannot exist while others suffer. It comes only from serving others, living in harmony with nature, and coming to know the true and brilliant nature of our own minds.
And that is amazing.
The foundation for their idea of happiness in the country. Also interesting that this country is fairly isolated in the mountains. You know, no major, cities. Their largest city, I don't think would really compare with Bogota, for example.
Yeah.
No, major cities, major traffic, major infrastructure, little access only recently to the internet, things like that. But maybe that's part of what makes its people happier. You know, that, not comparing to other countries or to other people or to social media or things like that could be a connection to happiness. And since 2012, then the UN, as part of this initiative, has published every year on this day, today, the World Happiness Report, which came out just a few hours ago. I think they released it at noon on the 20th. And this is, again, to try to shift focus that a country's success should be measured by the happiness of its people and not necessarily how much money they have. So I thought we could look at a little bit of the newest, brand new, dropped earlier today, Happiness Report, World Happiness Report. What do you think would be measured in the world? How do you think they come up with this report? What do you think they're looking at or asking people?
I do not know. I don't have an idea. Because when you try to look at it, it's you could argue that maybe it's food security or employment rates or like the what is the number that they use about the death rate?
Morbidity.
Yeah, that. But then it's debatable, so I wouldn't know.
So the World Happiness Report uses the criteria of income, freedom, trust, healthy life expectancy, social support, and generosity. And they basically give a survey to people that are supposed to be representative of the population, the larger population of the country, and ask people to answer, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, where they feel that their country is or where they and their life have been, and then kind of form all of these results. They also give a ranking, so we're the happiest countries in the world.
Okay, okay.
We're the least not every single country in the world is listed. I found it interesting that even though this whole idea was an initiative, it seems like, from the country of Bhutan, I don't find them on the ranking list.
Is my country there?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
I'm
here, Colombia.
Yes. So I want to ask a few questions. What do you think is the happiest country in the world?
I maybe have two options.
Okay.
Switzerland, maybe it's one of them. And Finlandia.
All right, one of those is correct.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Finland reached number one this year.
Wow.
As the happiest country in the world. And it is pretty often that those, like, northern Icelandic countries tend, so like Finland, Denmark, Iceland, Sweden, Netherlands, Norway, you know, all of these countries tend to rank very high up. We're in the first spots.
Okay.
Which I think makes sense. They're often countries also associated with, like, better equality, both gender equality and, like, income equality and those things. I think all that also helps. Which country do you think might be at the bottom? Well, this is partly because, like, not every country is on here.
Okay.
There are, this list goes from number one, which is Finland, to 143.
Okay.
It's not enough. It's not enough. Right, there are more countries in the world.
Maybe countries with war right now? Like Ukraine? And Israel?
Closely. Interesting enough, Israel ranks pretty high.
Really?
On the list? Yes. Oh. They have moved up to number 5.
Wow.
Oh. Interesting.
Down at 143 is Afghanistan.
Oh.
Which also, you know, makes sense with violence and inequality.
Yeah.
Now, my country, the United States, where do you think lands on that list?
Maybe 20?
Very close. United States ranks 23.
Oh.
And the UK, for Phoebe, who's not here with us today, the UK ranks at 20.
Okay.
I think last year, I was looking at last year's report because the new one wasn't out yet, and they were switched, I think. US was higher than the UK, and now the UK is higher.
Okay.
Let's see if I can remember where I found Zimbabwe. Where do you think Zimbabwe lies on the happiness ranking, and maybe why do you think that?
Maybe 60. Thereabout, because we have a lot of problems as a country. So, at the same time, some people are living their best lives in Zimbabwe, so I'd
it's hard
60.
To measure happiness.
Yeah.
That's pretty far off, Michelle. I'm sorry. Zimbabwe ranks 138.
That makes sense.
So pretty close to the bottom.
Yeah.
That actually makes
sense. So sorry.
Sense. I was trying to be nice about sugarcoating
it. You were very generous.
Positive.
Yeah. And Mariana, where do you think Colombia ranks? And maybe why do you think that?
I don't know, maybe 80?
Close. You're like on topic today. Colombia ranks 78.
Ooh,
just
okay.
above Venezuela at 79.
Okay, great.
So this is kind of just like a fun tool to see and to see the connection between social justice and human rights in connection to like how happy There are some outliers in the list, obviously, and some things you're like, whoa, that seems pretty high or seems pretty low. But it's often an indicator of a lot of different social aspects, and economic aspects and health aspects and all these things. So I think we can maybe go to another song.
Okay.
To put us in a good mood over all of this rain that you can probably hear. At least I can hear through the headphones on here.
It's so hard.
And we'll be right back for more. Today. And we are back for a conversation on happiness. What is happiness? What are some scientific facts or science behind happiness? And for that, we rely on Michelle to tell us more.
Thank you. I'll try to do justice to that. Okay, so the number one fact that I have is happiness is contagious.
Okay.
How many of you believe that happiness is contagious?
I remember doing an experiment with my friends in, like, middle school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're like, if we start fake laughing.
Yeah.
Fake laughing.
Yeah.
You're gonna
how long
laughing.
Can we laugh before we start laughing really? For real and then other people start laughing, too? So I definitely believe that happiness is contagious.
Well, there was a study done by British Medical Journal that argued that we can feel happiness just being around people who are happy. So according to that study, happiness is like a chain of some sort that if I'm happy, that other person is happy, and the next person they meet automatically becomes happy too. And then I also have one which says happiness can boost our immune system. So research published in the journal Psychomatic Medicine found people who have more positive emotions are less likely to develop the common cold. I think this is most useful, especially here, where it rains a lot.
If you're happy, no tienes gripa.
That's true.
And then the other one is doing good for others means doing good for yourself. This one I can relate to because growing up, my mom would always tell us, like, in Shona, uketa shakanaka washiitira. And in a way, it sort of like instilled this image in us that we just have to be good to people and nice to people, and we can get rewards from that kindness. Mm-hmm. And according to the Huffington Post, performing good deeds is one of the fastest ways to get some happiness into your own life. Multiple studies have shown people who donate to charities will feel happier thanks to a trigger of feelings of reward.
So if you want to feel good, you can send a donation to Sepulch.
Yeah.
Global giving.
Yeah.
Like and send it to it. It will scientifically make you happier.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's
I know, right? I was about to say that. Thank you, Hannah. And then the other one is floral scents can make you happy. According to a study by Rutgers University researchers, those who have been exposed to floral scents are about 3 times likely to be happy. What do you guys think?
That's interesting. I guess makes wake sense with that, like,
roses.
Connection to nature as, yeah, like, a source of happiness as well. So, like the scent can also be a reminder of a connection,
yeah,
to nature.
Yeah.
I get really happy smelling coffee, yeah, honestly.
Mm. More than flowers?
I'm talking about flowers.
I don't know. Coffee comes from a plant, too, right?
Yeah.
Good point. Good point.
But, or maybe coffee with flowers. That's
coffee
things.
And flowers. Why do I have to choose between one?
Yeah,
it's that's a true lot. But for me, it seems like a simple way to boost your mood. Mm. I mean, if you ask
chocolate
me.
Ooh, chocolate.
Chocolate.
Don't you dare do that to me. No, we're talking about flowers.
Because I know you may be more happy with chocolate.
Chocolate also comes from a plant.
That chocolate.
Yeah,
white
but there's
chocolate.
People that don't chocolate. So
I don't know those people.
I don't like these people.
Anywho, there's also one that says relationships are more important than money. Mm. What is your take on this? Can
absolutely
money buy happiness?
No.
Can you be happy without money?
I think part of happiness is also feeling that, like, sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
Of, like, we are, human beings are very, yeah, we need relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And we need, like, healthy, strong relationships to get us through hard times, to celebrate good times.
Mm-hmm.
In ways that, you know, money
cannot
money
do
can
that
cause,
yeah,
more problems also.
That is true. That is true. I agree. There was a study that was done by Fast Company, and they reported that they found that relationships far better, and they play an important role, whether they are romantic or platonic, as compared to having $100,000.
Okay.
Do we still agree?
I think
$100,000. Relationships.
I don't know. Maybe they're two things.
I think if you, because I remember hearing stuff about, like, talking about, oh, money doesn't buy happiness, which is true, but also it's a lot easier to be happy if you have money to afford to pay for a place to live and for food and for, like, if your basic needs,
yeah,
aren't being met. I mean, I think relationships can help support you, but also, like, that money would be really helpful to take away a lot of your stress.
I know. I feel like this also applies in, like, romantic relationships. Like, when you're looking for your partner, it's one of those things that you subconsciously look at, like, will we be okay? Like, will we be financially stable? Because, I mean, we can love each other to death, but if we cannot be able to afford, for example, to put a meal on the table, then that creates a bit of a problem.
Yeah, I think it's difficult. That may be, like, something, like, in the middle, because you need money to survive. But also there's people like have a lot of money and not be happy because they don't have a relationship.
That is true.
Friends or like a couple.
That is
so
true.
I guess it's just like trying to be like in the same way and trying to have the two things. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes in the relationship when you're a couple have more money, sometimes it's just like not easy for the other person, so that maybe your couple have more money than you. Mm-hmm. It's difficult.
Mm. I understand. And then, bright colors can brighten your day. Hmm. Bright colors. I'm wearing pink. Bright pink. Marianne is wearing a sky blue,
yeah.
I presume. And Hannah has like
yeah,
a black.
Hannah,
it's I just got a beige there.
Black and beige, maybe that's
yeah.
the color.
Yeah, so
I kind of woke up in a bad mood.
Yeah, maybe. So according to a study that was done in 2010 by the BMC Medical Research Methodology, bright colors go hand in hand with happiness. This is especially true of yellow. Mm-hmm. The study found as happiness, people feel that color opposite gray was most closely associated with anxiety and depression in the study. Mariana, what is your favorite color?
I have it. It's green and blue.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my favorite colors.
Bright green and blue or dark?
No, I
green and blue.
It's difficult because I use a lot of colors in my all day, but normally it's blue and green, but like in the middle.
Okay.
Maybe something's dark or okay. shine. Depends.
Hannah?
I think my favorite color is also blue.
Okay.
I like a sky blue. Maybe.
Okay.
Sunny sky. That gives me extra points.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think I don't wear very many bright colors.
Mm.
But I do like them around. You
okay.
know, like having flowers
yeah.
or plants or like green
yeah.
like around my home does, you know, brighten up my day.
Yeah.
I can relate to that, and some people can relate to that because some people feel comfortable wearing dark colors mm-hmm. as compared to light colors.
Yeah.
And then being outside can make you happier. According to a study, well, not now because it's raining.
No, please don't do that.
In the general global environmental change, being outside can make people happier. The ideal spot for happiness is like an outdoor sport near water where the weather is warm. That is according to this study. What is your take on this? Do you agree that being outside makes people happy?
Yeah,
I think being outside, getting a little bit of sun with sunscreen on always can make
yeah.
you... I love those, like, TikTok or Instagram, like, memes of people. Like, all right, I'm going out for my stupid mental health walk of, like, you know, it's one of those things that people always say, help with your mental health, and it's, like, annoying how often people say it. And
yeah.
then, like, and it's annoying that it works, that it, like, really does
yeah.
make you feel better.
I know, like, for me, I enjoy taking walks, especially here in Bogota, when the weather is cool and the wind's just blowing on your face, even on a motorcycle. Oh, my God, my mom's going to kill me for that.
But anyway,
it's refreshing. I love it, especially when I'm stressed out, that rush,
yeah.
that adrenaline, it makes me feel calm and happy.
Yeah, I remember a moment that I come to Sepalk and there was anyone here.
Mm-hmm.
So I text Daniel, are you in Sepalk? No, I was like, okay, I can walk. I don't know, in the moment that I'd be walking for 20 minutes,
mm-hmm.
I'm just walking around. I was like, maybe, oh, it's 1:46, maybe I can go back and
mm-hmm.
look. But walking make me feel like more calm than
mm-hmm.
normally
mm-hmm.
because the anxiety. And actually my couple always have candies in the bag because he said that maybe one candy can change the day for other person.
Yeah.
So in any moment that maybe we go out and saw a friend, he's like, you want a candy? Take. And he's so happy all the time. I was like, no, I don't. I'm not like that. Yesterday I was like so mad with the war, and he was like so happy and give candy for my friend. I was like, okay, I don't know.
We love him for that. I remember this one time he gave me candy. Thank you so much if you're listening. It was good.
Everyone got candy but me.
it was difficult.
But okay.
Maybe the other...
maybe next time.
Next time. Yeah. You are going to first. You are going to be the first.
Okay. Before we go to break, let's do the small activity where we sing If You're Happy and You Know It, Clap Your Hands. Just one verse.
Okay.
Okay.
Mariana, you know it?
No.
How do you know it?
Yes.
Let's go.
Okay.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
I know in Spanish. It's difficult for me knowing English.
Well, we're going to go to Mariana's pick for the song that makes her happy, and we'll be right back. Mariana, what do you have for us today on the topic of happiness?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about the social media and happiness and how these don't go hand in hand.
Okay.
So fake news, gossip, filters, and all these things, the social media, introduce a world into our home that doesn't always represent the reality.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a lot of study that talk about how is the boom of social media proof that it's like harmful for the mental health, about the consequence in the people. So there's like a lot of time that do you dedicate to be in your social media, but you in any moment you can saw that it's like a lot of people happy. Like, that's the idea, because you are going to show your friends or Instagram, whatever social media you are using, that you are happy, you go out with your friends, in like, not all the people, public when sad or something like that. Because the idea, you show how is your life, but in any moment, it is like a person crying in a video and trying to talk about mental health. Obviously, there's a lot of people that do that. Mm-hmm. But obviously, there's not, like, something common. So, obviously, talk about the addiction to social media. Mm-hmm. Because, obviously, we are connecting all the time. We are connecting because it's a good way to try to communicate with your family, with your friends, your boyfriend, whatever. So that can create an addiction, and obviously there's a problem with that because you not can know how it's the reality. Mm-hmm. Because all the time you are in your social media, so maybe you think that that's how your life needs to work.
That is true. Peer pressure.
Yeah. And obviously right now it's so difficult for the people to be disconnect with the social media. Mm-hmm. Because it's something that you use all the time in your life. And obviously there's people like it's working with the social media. That's mm-hmm. their life. And obviously being exposed so much, it's not so good because maybe you can have the comments and there's obviously people all the time trying to be haters, something like that. And that hurt a lot. So there's other thing that the people in the social media is so selfish. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes there's people like say, maybe I need to have the same phone that maybe Michelle have. Mm-hmm. So you do all the things that to show in your social media that you be like in the same place or maybe doing the same things mm-hmm. or maybe have like the same activities. And obviously this like it generate a big problem in the society. But obviously that can change to the social media that you are using because there's people that don't like use TikTok mm-hmm. or use Instagram. Obviously there's people that use Twitter or X, I don't know, mm-hmm. or maybe just YouTube. But also you can find like bad information in that social media that right now it's not used a lot for the young people because I guess Facebook there's a lot of people that not use Facebook, not continue using Facebook, mm-hmm. yeah. just Instagram, TikTok, and that. But also have TikTok that can help, like help or hurt your mental health, because there's a lot of people in the social media trying to talk about the love your body and mm-hmm. how you take care of the body. But there's a lot of people that think, but why you're doing that? That's not help the people, because you have money. And all the time, there's a lot of people in the social media about the money. Mm. But you don't know how much it's difficult to try to appear a lot in the social media. Mm. Because there's, like, people that all the time, it's like, what are you doing? And they need to show everything that they do. And obviously, that not help you with your love. And obviously, there's a lot of people that feel like frustration with their life because mm-hmm. they not have like the perfect life that you want to show in the social media. So obviously, here they're like trying to talk about how it's important that you know that the things that you public in your social media is not the reality. Mm-hmm. Because obviously there's something that they use all the time, but public all the time, what are you doing? That's not good. Because there's a lot of people that, but why are you doing that right now? We're not like doing other things. So I guess I want to ask you how long Michelle and Hannah use the phone in one day?
For me, well, it's like, well, it depends. If it's a work day, then I would say like 70%. And then if it's like over the weekend, maybe it's like 50% because most of my time I'll be spending it Netflixing and chilling. I will not have time to like look at my socials okay. and be on my phone. But, yeah, like, for me, I don't usually spend so much time on social media for the precise reasons that you stated. Like
yeah.
How
it feels to like look at other people's lives, and then you look at your life, and then you're like sort of like trying to measure it up and putting this unnecessary pressure on yourself. And yeah, for me, I certainly agree that sometimes social media is not really a good thing for humanity.
Yeah. And you, Hannah?
So I'm looking at my phone.
Yeah.
The like screen time report. Like yeah. It'll show you.
Yeah.
It says that so far today I have like 2 hours. Not so much social media today. I listen to the radio on my phone.
Yeah.
In the mornings. And it says my daily average screen time is about 3 hours.
Okay.
Which I feel like is like pretty good. But
yeah, that's good.
I do get in the habit of like after work, my routine is to do Duolingo for like a few minutes, like 15 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. And then I will usually go on TikTok and kind of scroll. Mm-hmm. And I have one of those like time, like it gives me a notification after a certain amount of time to be like, hey, take a break.
Oh.
Which sometimes I do and sometimes I just keep going. So yeah. I'm trying to get better at that, about not like just staying there.
Yeah.
I can never spend so much time on TikTok because my TikTok is always showing me like Spanish content and I cannot understand most of it. So I'm like...
It says, oh, you're in Colombia.
Yeah. But actually, in the phones, there's like... something happening, like, well, in Spanish it's like fantasma de TikTok, like ghost, a ghost for,
yeah.
For TikTok, that it's in your phone. If you be in TikTok a lot of time, you go out trying to go to WhatsApp, you can look part of TikToks in your photo. And that's true, because I trying to do that experiment with my friends, and I one of my friends be in TikTok like a lot of time. Any moment, any time. And I look and I go out to TikTok and appear like some things that appear in TikTok. So that's why important put like the moment that your phone is like, maybe you need to take a rest. Because happen in TikTok that the video repeat every time if you know scroll. But in Instagram remember you that maybe you need go next to the video.
Yeah,
and that not happen to TikTok. Actually, in TikTok you can put like automatic scroll because if you're not close to your phone. But that
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, because if you like maybe put TikTok right now and you go to maybe the bathroom, the video that you put it's gonna repeat any time. You can put automatic scroll and that it's continue happen. Yeah, but obviously it's not a tip, just like information. But yeah, there's a lot of phone, and that's something that we are talking right now, that TikTok, it's like, if you be in TikTok a lot of time, it's gonna be, like, appear in your photo of your phone.
Interesting. I think social media in general is a tool, and it can be good, and it can be bad.
Yeah.
I think it depends on how you use it, and I think a lot of us, I think this idea of, like, managing and thinking about how we use social media is, like, relatively new. So, like, depending on the content that you follow or that you consume, can I think really can have a big impact on your mental health and your mood. But there are also a lot of, like, educational things, things that maybe make you laugh, things that make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
So I think it is kind of this, like, learning process of... how to cultivate that online community of like what is the content that I want to see in this space, and be able to unfollow things that don't make you you know, if someone's making you feel bad about your body or that just by them posting you're kind of comparing yourself, which may not be that person's fault, they may not be saying that you're bad, but just like that internal reaction and having that like maturity and self-awareness, which, again, a lot of young people that are on social media don't necessarily have that developed yet.
Yeah.
To say, you know what, I don't think I need to follow this. I don't need to follow this person. You know, they won't miss me. It's fine.
Yeah.
I can, you know, kind of cultivate this other space that will make me feel better.
Yeah. Yeah, that depends how you use your social media, obviously. But I guess, like, a boy or girl that don't know, like, not have the opportunity to have education about feminism, about the love, your body, and all these things, they're not going to have what is good for you, what is not.
Yeah.
So I guess it's, like, difficult to know for a person, and actually a person that have an education but not have the opportunity to learn more about the social media and how this work, mm-hmm. just have a phone and know that your friends have TikTok, so I'm gonna have TikTok.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And no more.
Yeah.
So it's just like a process. And like it's a big topic that there's a lot of people talking that maybe the young people not have, like the kids not have maybe social media or have the opportunity to be a lot in the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I think like have a time for the kids to be in the phone, it's okay. Maybe 15 minutes because you can tell the kid, you can do that. You mm-hmm. can do that because that's something that he's going to repeat when he's old. Mm. Because that's something about, like, the growth for a kid. If you do something wrong in the childhood, when he's going to be an adult, that's going to repeat. And
yeah.
something, like, difficult to explain for me in English right now. But, yeah, that's the idea. So that's something, like, maybe you can tell with your kid and say, maybe you're going to be 20 minutes in the phone and you are gonna give me back and you are gonna go to play to other things.
Yeah, because it can be dangerous for children.
Yeah.
But then if they don't, you know, then it's easy for children to also feel left out or feel bullied because they don't participate
in
these things.
Yeah. It's difficult.
Yeah. My mom calls it self-control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes to the phone.
Yeah.
It is too. Yeah.
We are quickly running out of time this week.
Yeah, that's true.
On our happiness program. Are there any other thoughts on happiness? Anything anyone wants to share before we have to say goodbye?
No.
Maybe.
Be happy.
Yeah. Maybe a quote by Audrey Hepburn. Happy girls are the prettiest.
Oh, yeah. But remember, it's not bad to feel sad. Because there's a lot of people that believe that they need to be happy all the time.
Mm.
And it's okay to be sad some moments. But it's that sad, it's so long, it's not good.
Right.
Maybe you need to
We're not promoting toxic positivity, but enjoying the happy moments. And especially after those sad moments.
Yeah.
That, you know, allow your emotions to flow and go through them, because that's what they do. That's what they're there for. There's no avoiding it. For better or for worse, there's no avoiding it.
Yeah, that's true.
So thank you, everyone, for joining us today. We hope that you have a happy happiness day. And join us again next week here on Mirrored Voices. Have a happy rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Sugar is fine. I feel nice. Sugar is fine. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, a sugar and spice.